Darren, are you surprised at all that the deal is made for just three minor leaguers, nobody of great impact in this deal other than Yager?
No, I think the only thing we know about the kids that were drafted is that they have plenty of potential. And I think potential is a scary word, but at the same time, this day and age in the NHL, they were all draft picks in 1999. They were all high draft picks. Civic went 29th overall. Chris Beach was the highest. He went 7th overall in 99. And Lupashek went 34. So the Washington Capitals thought highly of them at the time. But I think the biggest surprise when you talk about this deal, and the people that I've talked to since this deal has transpired, is that there's been no one off the current roster. I think many would have anticipated a Jeff Halpern, a guy that was really a thorn in the side of Mario, or one of their defensemen, a younger guy, a tough kid, that can play on the current roster. So maybe with the future considerations, part of this trade would involve that. But as we stand right now, these are all three young kids that have potential, but nothing more until they actually prove it in the NHL.
Yager at times has been described as a selfish player. He did demand to play a trade from Pittsburgh. So what kind of character are we dealing with Jaromir Jagr, and how does he fit in with the character of the rest of the Washington Capitals?
Well, anytime you get traded, that's actually an eye-opener in itself for anybody that's experienced that. Then you go into a new environment where players have been battling you. The Washington Capitals and Pittsburgh Penguins have had plenty of great hockey games over the years, but the fact is Jaromir has shown such signs of immaturity in dealing with situations, and we saw that at the beginning of the year trying to deal with Ivan Hlinka late in a hockey game. And on the bench before Mario Lemieux came back, Jaromir, he had that bench a little riled up. It wasn't like it was very calm. So I would have to say that, Jaromir hasn't been the greatest of all leaders individually, but a change would certainly be good for Jaromir, because we know when he's a happy camper and things are going his way, he truly is the best individual hockey player in the National Hockey League.
They certainly have to be excited about this deal in Washington. You pick up a guy who averages about 100 points a season, 52 goals again last year, leading the league in scoring the last 4 years. So on the ice, this has got to be a big boost for the Capitals.
Well, if this doesn't excite the people in Washington, nothing will, because as far as marketability, Jaromir Jagr is one of the most mentioned names in the NHL, most popular names and most visible names. Combine that with Peter Bondra on the right side, those are, if not the two premier right-wingers in the National Hockey League, they are certainly close. So now the Washington Capitals have to be considered a legitimate contender when you've got the likes of Jaromir. As long as he fits into that group and he's happy about this deal, then everything should be pretty good for the Washington Capitals coming into the season.